Take this job and shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And welcome back. This is Tom Skarda talking to you live from Islip MacArthur Airport. And this is a franchise radio show. We're talking everything franchising on this show. Everything you want to know to change your life and own your own business. We have a really important topic, and today is all about your commercial real estate for your franchise. And I have one of the best gurus in the Northeast with me, and I'm blessed to be able to have David Towns with me from Ripco Realty. David, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is absolutely wonderful. If you missed the beginning of the show, you need to tune in on Saturday and hear it again because it gets replayed. And also, I have a podcast of this show that'll be on iTunes at the end of the week. So, you know, get your information if you're looking for a franchise. And you know, as we talked about right before the break, I have a book called Franchise Savvy. And anybody listening, if you are interested in the Franchise Savvy book, it's available on Amazon. But since you are a listener and hopefully a fan of the Franchise Radio Show, I'd be happy to give you a free copy of my book. And it's actually a number one bestseller right now on Amazon in the business book section. Just email me at tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. And I'll say that a little bit slower. tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. And just put free book in the subject line and give me your name and your street address, and I'll happily send you a book. And if you are a veteran, I have some other special things for you as well. So mention if you're a veteran or not. I got some goodies for you just as a thank you for your service. So we're back with David Towns, and David, we're talking about commercial real estate. And it's all about location, location, location. And you said, you know, that might sound hokey, but it's really not. There's nothing more important than having a great spot if you're in a business, especially a franchised, brick and mortar type situation. So if you had one piece of advice, David, to give to somebody as they went out looking for commercial real estate in a franchise, what would that be?
You know, it's a little bit scientific, and it's a little bit not. So I would say trust your gut. Yeah. If you take a look at the space and you could envision your customer going there, then that might be something that you should investigate.
Okay. I mean, I'll take that. I think gut is really important. I always say to folks, you know, I think you have two brains, one in your head and one in your gut, right? The one in your head is as old as man on earth, which is only a mere 4.5 million years old. But the one in your gut is as old as God. And when you listen to your gut, it's God talking to you, so you better listen. So that gut reaction is important.
My second piece of advice would be to trust your broker.
trust your real estate broker.
There you go.
They have your best interest in mind. They really, you know, I don't know all real estate brokers. I know David Towns. And David has helped my candidates find the perfect spot for their franchises, and he really takes it to heart. I have never run into anybody in commercial real estate who works harder than David, helping franchises all over the New York tri-state area try to find the right franchise. And David covers New Jersey. You're based in New Jersey, is that right?
Yeah, I work out of Ripco's Northern New Jersey office. And we also have an office in Manhattan that covers the entire city, including all the boroughs. And we have another office in Long Island. And we service the whole tri-state area.
Yeah, absolutely. Ripco is a huge. And, you know, the live listeners here, just for your information, are based in Long Island, mostly Suffolk County. But people listen to this show as a podcast. And so all over the country, I just this morning got an email from somebody who was listening from India. So it's amazing the power of the internet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you talked a little bit about social media and you know, the benefits of using social media, you know, to push openings and ongoing, you know, startup businesses. Talk a little bit about that. Give me some insight on that.
Sure. So, you know, some of my most successful clients right now are really digging into the social media thing. And you know, it can be a little bit more effort, you know, than some are prepared for, but it pays off in dividends because you gain an audience, you know, through these different avenues, whether it's the Instagram or you have a Snapchat account and a Twitter. All of these things will help across the board, not just for your grand opening and getting the excitement and momentum going when you take that first leap, but ongoing, you know, for all 10 years of your lease. You know, this is a tool that you really need to leverage.
Wow. That's pretty heavy duty statement, and I concur. I mean, even with what I'm doing, you know, I've got, you know, the reach of Long Island on the air, but, you know, technology wise, I go around the world, and that's fascinating to me when I get these random emails from people in different parts of the world that are listening to the show. It's just absolutely crazy. But I think it's powerful. And, you know, funny thing is I have a personal trainer because I'm trying to get back into shape and, you know, summer's coming and all that stuff. And my personal trainer, Anthony, yesterday was pushing me with these crazy one-handed push-ups on a inflatable ball. And I was like dying. And I look up and he's on Snapchat taping me. And he's like, hey, you know.
He's promoting himself there, but he's using you.
Right. And so I was like, hey, what are you doing? Then I was like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. He's like, hey, look, here's a 52-year-old guy doing push-ups. You know, if he could do it, you could do it. You know, whatever he said, I didn't even really hear it. But I thought it was brilliant on his part to do that. And, you know, I don't know what will happen, you know, by doing that. But if he keeps on, you know, I think it's consistency these days in social media. If you stay, you know, consistent, it really, really can help.
Yeah, it's a great way to engage with your customers, you know, at times when they're not standing in your store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it keeps your brand and what you're doing at the top of the mind, and I think it's a big thing to ensure your success this day and age.
Not to go off subject, but I'm on Snapchat, and I saw your Snapchat of your daughter, and she is beautiful.
Thank you.
She's gorgeous. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
If you happen to end up on my Snapchat, you'll see a healthy mix of real estate, you know, tours and spaces I'm visiting with different franchises and different people and some off-market stuff. And then I sprinkle in a couple of things with my kids.
Yeah, no, I was taken back. She's beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Congratulations. She's awesome. And so, you know, back to real estate though, I think also Facebook Live is a great vehicle. A lot of times I'll do Facebook Live right here in the studio, and it gets so many people and, you know, my wife Gina is a stand-up comedian and they are, her and her troupe, the Italian Chicks, are doing social media. They're doing these live videos on Facebook that are getting like 10,000, 15,000 hits, and people are asking them to sponsor, you know, be a sponsor of their comedy troupe. It's called the Italian Chick, so they're getting, you know, Italian-related products. So
wow.
You never know what can happen.
You never know, and like I said, it's just another way that you can touch, you know, your audience, and you can make yourself accessible to them.
Yeah, it gives a sense of what would you call it? Like trust? There's a trust factor that's built up because people can see you and hear you and they're interacting with you. So the trust factor, I think, goes really, really high. So for business, you know, you got to be crazy not to get onto social media. And, you know, you don't need to do it all. You need to pick one or two platforms. And there's people out there that teach it. So it's great to do a grand opening and like you said, ongoing marketing through these vehicles. And if it is a visual type product that you have, you definitely want to be doing a Snapchat, an Instagram, and a Pinterest. And if
Absolutely.
It's not, you know, like my stuff is not very much like that, but I'll do informational YouTube videos. So that's my forte. But, you know, learn about franchising all on video. So I have a YouTube channel, which go to YouTube and put in Tom Scarta and subscribe to my channel. I have a ton of great educational franchise videos on there. So we should probably do a video about real estate, you and I. That would be a good idea.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, yeah. We need to do that. Next time you're in, next time you're on Long Island, we'll do that. We'll make
That's
that
perfect.
Happen. So what is T&I money? I mean, people throw this around all the time. It's like, yeah, you know, you're going to get free rent. You're going to get T&I money. You know, it's not going to be that expensive. What are they talking about?
Sure. So oftentimes you'll find yourself in a deal where the landlord is offering certain concessions to entice a tenant to come into the property. And that can be in the form of, like you said, free rent. And sometimes it's in the form of tenant allowance or tenant improvement allowance, mm-hmm. so TA, TIA. And that's basically a cash or other type of contribution directly to the tenant to help fund their build-out. And it's used as an incentive to encourage, you know, this tenant to come to this shopping center versus other options that might be available in the market.
Hmm. That is cool.
It certainly helps, and you know, my clients always like it when we can find them in situations where there's some tenant allowance offered.
So do you see tenant allowance becoming less now because the economy is getting better? Is there any correlation in your mind?
You know, it really depends on the property owner, in my experience. And a lot of the bigger real estate companies and the REITs, you know, that are publicly traded, companies, they have these budgets, you know, these amounts budgeted for, and it's something that you know, you can probably have some success in getting. Now, if it's more of a, you know, what I'll call a mom and pop property owner, you know, they happen to own a strip center on a great road or maybe a great downtown building. You know, those are the types where you're probably not going to be successful getting a tenant allowance just because of the nature of the owner. Mm-hmm. And it also greatly depends on the tenant. You know, who is it that's trying to rent the space? Is it a corporate Panera Bread, you know, 10-year lease, or is it a startup franchise and somebody that maybe doesn't have a location yet where this is a new venture for them, mm-hmm. where it's more of a risk from the landlord's perspective.
Right.
So there's a lot of factors there.
Oh, okay. So it's not just a one-off kind of thing. But that's interesting. So if they're a bigger company, they might already have this T&I money budgeted into their accounting. So that's pretty cool.
And that's where it also helps to work with a knowledgeable real estate professional that might have a relationship or know the owners that you're going to be dealing with. You know, to be able to know to ask those questions.
Yeah, amen to that. That's awesome. One thing that scares a lot of people is a lot of landlords ask for a personal guarantee for the rent, for the lease space. So, what does that entail? What does that really mean?
Sure. So, you know, drawing a comparison once again to like a corporate Panera deal. You know, those tenants that are guaranteeing the rent corporately, you know, the landlord knows they're going to get a rent check, you know, for 10 years straight. Now, when it's a franchise, what typically happens is the franchisee will set up an LLC or some other type of entity, and that will be the entity that goes on the lease and is usually, you know, sort of a shell company.
Okay.
What the landlord wants to see then is, who is this person, you know, personally? Who am I getting on this lease? So, you know, typically the franchisee will submit, you know, a very basic personal financial statement. It's got assets, liabilities, and a net worth. And based upon a landlord evaluating that information, they'll probably arrive at a personal guarantee that makes them comfortable. So it could be a 2-year guarantee, followed by a 12-month floating guarantee that follows the rest of the term.
Mm-hmm.
It varies from deal to deal, landlord to landlord, and tenant to tenant, and it can vary greatly.
Absolutely. And is that where security deposits come into, based on that kind of information?
Yeah, that's kind of all tied into the same equation. So, you know, the personal guarantee and the security deposit sort of go hand in hand. And, you know, with each deal, you try to create the perfect balancing act that makes everybody comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really, I think that's important to understand. But what, let me ask you this, who else is involved in the lease process when you're opening up a business?
Sure. So, you know, when you sign up one of these franchises, it's best to sort of build a team around you because you're going to need a couple of third parties to help you take it from, you know, signing the franchise all the way to opening and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, selfishly, I'll mention that you might want to use a broker. I'm not mm-hmm. saying you have to use me, but it could help you to work with a knowledgeable real estate professional that, like I mentioned earlier, knows or has relationships with owners and can help advise you along the way towards the right space.
Right.
Once you find that space, you negotiate your letter of intent with your broker, you're going to need an attorney because there's going to be a lease draft. And
yeah.
Brokers may know a lot of stuff, but they're not attorneys. And you need a good, qualified attorney, preferably somebody that, you know, specializes in commercial leases.
Yep. Really important.
Yeah, absolutely. You might also need an architect because you have this space and you need to, you know, plan it out exactly how you're going to build it out. So a lot of times a third-party architect, some franchises, you know, have somebody in-house that puts together those types of plans and as-built construction drawings. And then sometimes you have to find somebody in the market yourself that can help you out with that. And usually, you know, your broker can recommend or you can find those people, you know, based on other recommendations.
Cool.
And then, you know, when you have your plans, you're going to have to build it. So you need a contractor.
Oh, yeah.
You want to use somebody. You probably want to get a couple of quotes. Or if somebody comes recommended and does, you know, has built out, you know, 5 sport clips and you're opening a sport clips, he's probably a good choice. You know,
right.
He's done that before. So, you know, get a couple of recommendations, but get a good contractor that you trust.
Yeah, and also a lot of the bigger franchises have companies that they contract with that actually come in and do the build-out, right?
Some of them do, and some of them don't. So, you know, it depends on which franchise and sometimes you're buying a franchise in a market where they don't have anybody yet. So
right.
Sometimes you are on your own.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And how about public relations? You had mentioned that to me in the past. How does PR fit into the picture?
Yeah, you know, some of my clients, when they're opening, they hire a PR firm to help make a big splash because, especially if it's a new brand that's not in the market yet, you want to get it out there in a big way and make sure that, you know, everybody in the market knows about your new Zoop that just opened up on Old Country Road. So it's good to make a splash, and PR always helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Great information here, and I really, you know, appreciate it. And I can't stress enough how important it is to find the right piece of real estate, and it's really important to have a good commercial broker for the reasons David just mentioned, not to, you know, puff up what he does, but, you know, you're making a really big investment, and it's all about the right location with the right price. It's going to be your cash flow. You want to make sure that the amount of money you're investing in the business is you know, your cash flow is, or I should say your expense on that real estate should only be a certain percentage of what your cash flow is or your income in that business. So there's different, like, formulas as well to kind of figure things out, and sometimes accountants can help you with that as well. I don't know if you've seen that at all, David, but trying to do the math, you know.
Absolutely. You need to pro forma your business and make sure your rental occupancy is at a healthy level because otherwise it just won't work.
Yep. Amen to that. So, David, I want to thank you for coming on and such great information and, you know, taking all this time out of your day. I really appreciate it. But, you know, when you're out here, as I said, on Long Island, you know, visit, come to the studio, let me know. We could do a video about how to pick the right location for your franchise.
That'd be great. And maybe we can go grab a Zoop on Old Country Road over there.
That'll be a great meeting place. That's
Thank
awesome.
You so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. That's David Towns from Ripco Real Estate, and just a oh my God, just overwhelming information, just great stuff about how to pick the right location. It's all about location, location, location. And, you know, not all franchises have real estate, but if you are getting involved with something, you got to really find out about the laws, the rules and regulations of the county and where you live for your franchise. So that is rounding out our franchise radio show for tonight. My name is Tom Scarta. If you are interested in a free copy of my book, Franchise Savvy, number one best-selling book on Amazon, just email me at tom@thefranchiseacademy.com. Again, tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Let's say that, thefranchiseradioshow.com. And I'll be happy to send you a book. Don't forget your address and your name. This is Tom Scarta. We're signing off, and have a great evening, and God bless.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.